Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now it's time to play Numbers in the News.
Numbers in the news, oh yeah. Oh, it's time to play with numbers.
And there is no prize. Yeah.
Okay, Justin in Lake Villa is going to be our player today. Hey, Justin, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you?
John, I'm doing well. So glad to hear you back on the air here in Chicago.
Yeah, what a nice thing of you to say. Where are you from? What are you doing this afternoon?
I'm in Lake Villa. I'm in sales, and I sell commercial printing, and I'm just out and about visiting some clients. So I pulled over and in a parking lot here and gave you a call.
I got 10 questions for you. If you get them all right, we'll invite you back as our reigning champion. You ready?
Sounds great.
I'll let you reach out to Steve Bertrand not once but twice. He will be your lifeline.
Okay.
Question number one. Pedestrian fatalities are, according to an article in the Sun-Times today by Neil Steinberg, going up 25% or down 25%? Are more people getting hit by cars or less? Up 25% or pedestrian fatalities are going down 25%?
I would think they're going down with some of the safety implements. Oh, right off the bat?
Yeah. You should have. Now remember, don't hit the buzzer too soon, Elif, because sometimes they want to reach out to Steve Bertrand for an assist, but you're 0 for 1. You know what it is?
I know, I should do. Steve's a smart guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's super smart.
I'm super smart. I was going to say down, too.
Well, you know what it is.
That makes me feel a little better.
It's not only they say the drivers are looking at their smartphones and running over people, but the pedestrians are walking in front of the drivers looking at their smartphones. Mm. People are walking right into the traffic. What percentage of married couples sleep in separate bedrooms? Is it 8% or 25%?
You know what? I thought I was right on that first one. I wasn't, so I'm going to deflect to Steve here. What's your thought?
Well, I had to listen to the show earlier, so I'll say 25%.
Had to listen to the show
earlier?
I mean,
I was listening earlier.
The opportunity was privileged to listen to the show earlier.
25%.
He says 25%.
25 it is.
Correct, Armando. Boy, that's weird. 1 in 4 couples are not sleeping in the same bedroom?
You're not.
No, now that you mention it, I'm not. But when Brenda does move down, I'm almost sure she'll stay in the same room as me.
Then you have to answer the survey question again.
What is the most commonly used password? Number one, most commonly used password is password or 123456?
I'm going to say it's password.
Mm. Password is wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
You obviously are out of the car and with clients a lot during the day.
Yeah, I am.
How much money has been tipped so far to Lyft drivers? Different than Uber, Lyft drivers get tipped. Have they collectively received $900,000 or $200 million in tips?
I'm gonna go with Steve as a lifeline on this one again.
You coward. Right. You coward.
Well, I'm going to say $2
million. 200 million.
200 million? I'm going to say...
The other answer is 900,000.
900,000, wow.
So just under a million or 200 million in Lyft tips so far.
900,000.
He says 900,000.
We're going with it.
Go with 900,000. That's wrong. $200 million tipped to Lyft drivers already.
Wow.
The news
I'm
anchor...
The wrong
business. No kidding. Me too. The news anchor recently determined by a national survey to be the most huggable. Most huggable is A, Bill O'Reilly, or B, Anderson Cooper.
Who did they ask?
Millions and millions of Americans. In fact, everyone. It was a door-to-door survey. It cost the government $18 billion. And they said, who is the most huggable news anchor, Anderson Cooper or Bill O'Reilly?
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper is correct. Welcome back to the win column. By the
all
way,
right.
Bill O'Reilly was number 4 on the list. I don't know that Maxine Waters was asked, but Bill O'Reilly was number 4 on that list.
I'm surprised.
That is a little shocking.
Where was John Williams on the list?
He did not make the list. They did not include lovable talk show hosts.
Oh, they could have.
How about this one? The Department of Homeland Security estimates that the cost for building a border wall will be $21 billion or $163 billion?
$163 billion sounds insane, but that sounds about right for government spending. Oh, my God.
How about this one? What's the most American-made car, the Chevy Traverse or the Toyota Camry? Most American-made car.
I do believe, even though this sounds wrong, that it's Toyota Camry.
Okay, I want you to take your first reaction for the next question.
And throw it away.
Oh, I wouldn't be doing any better, let me tell you.
Okay.
That was tricky because Camrys are very American cars, but the Chevy Traverse is the most American. More advertising dollars are spent online or more advertising dollars are spent on TV?
I'm going to say on TV because it's more expensive to advertise on TV than online. Oh, my goodness. You can just hang up on me now.
What you're doing is very difficult. It's statistically just as hard to get them all wrong as it is to get them all right. So,
oh,
if,
good.
If you want to play that game, if you get them all wrong, we should give you a prize.
So maybe try to get this next one wrong.
Now it's a double reverse psychology. How many games did the Cubs win last year? 103 or 115?
I should know this. 115.
I got bad news for you. You got it right.
Oh, darn it.
And finally, a group advocating the legalization of pot in Illinois says that if we legalize pot, that would generate how much money for the state? A, $28 million, or B, $350 million?
I've known a lot of potheads in my day. I'm going to say $350 million.
He says $350, and finally, the pot pays off. $350, despite the buzzer, is correct.
Sorry about that, Justin.
Yeah, Elif was so used to buzzing you, she gave you the buzzer.
I should have used a fake name for this. This is embarrassing.
We love you, Justin. Thank you for calling. Thank you for playing our numbers in the news current events quiz.
Thanks, John. You're really great. It really is cool to have you on the air again.
It's fun to have listeners like you, sir, win or lose.